to live true must be nothing but the gospel true, and because it's the truth. I don't know. I'm gonna have to go back and listen to the other videos. I can remember how I come in, but I don't even remember too much. But today is episode 10. The only you should have reached episode 10 a minute ago, but it's alright. Let's not dwell long past and go forward to the future. Today is something different. Today came to me in a dream. And like normally my topics come to me like it's through the spirit or something like that. Like I won't make an episode until he tell me that like what's the title of the episode, what's to say, and like you know move through like that. I let the spirit lead me completely because I never want to come up with saying stuff that ain't supposed to be said, you know. Because like every time you speak, it's for a specific person, you know. Like it's for a specific. But today is about visions. And what that is, with that, I'm gonna go ahead and get into it. That take your eyes off and put God's eyes in. Stop seeing things from your point of vision and see from His point of vision. What I mean by that is, we is in a season right now. Remember last week I told you, well not last week, yeah, early on last week, something like that, I told you about walking in your path. You only can walk in your path if you've seen things through God's vision. That's the only way you can see. You can't see it through your vision. You have to see the things that He sees. You have to understand the things He understands. If not, you're going to be in your feelings. You don't do things emotionally. You said last one, we weren't doing things emotionally no more. Alright, so no more emotions. Walking on your path, now you got to see things the way He sees it. That He allow you to see it. You can't make no decisions. You can't walk in a path that you want to walk on with your emotions and seeing the things how you see the world. But example, like Jonah. And the Bible, God told Jonah to go preach. I don't remember what the name of that time was. I know it started with the end, so we're going to call it the end time. I told him, but it's not even preach. Whatever. People told him to go get them a warning. Jonah didn't want to do it because he knew God was going to save them anyways. Now, a lot of people never got that out of that, but them little 3-4 chapters that Jonah, which I had, I read it. And literally it says in the Bible that Jonah, crap, I should pull this up, but like, I was on a roll, but I might do an intermission at the end when I pull it up and read you exactly what Jonah said. Matter of fact, I'm pausing. Hold on, give me 1 second. Hey, bet, I'm back. It was Jonah 4, chapter. I'm not chapter 4, I'm sorry, chapter 4, verses 1 through 3. But to Jonah, see, this was after, like, God had changed the people's minds and all that, and they started following God. The same time that that God sent Jonah to, this is what Jonah said. But to Jonah, this seemed very wrong, and he became angry. He prayed to the Lord, isn't this what I said, Lord, when I was still at home? I'm so sorry. That is what I tried to forestall by fleeing to Tarshish. I knew that you are a gracious and compassionate God, slow to anger and abounding in love, a God who relents from sending calamity. Sending calamity. Now, Lord, take away my life, for it is better for me to die than live. Jonah already knew that God was going to save these people. That's why he didn't want to go to that town. He's like, why would I leave my home to go save these people? Because he didn't see the vision. By God sending Jonah to that town, that was showing who Jonah was. That was showing who Jonah was to God, that God gave him this mission, gave him this word to these people, gave him the gift of vision that he even knew that God was going to save these people. That's a gift of vision. He knew God was going to save these people. That's why he wanted to go. He didn't want to walk in his path because he didn't understand his path. He didn't see the bigger picture through God's eyes. Like, why would you send me in front of people? You going to save them anyway. You going to get me out of my bed, my comfort zone. You're going to save these people. Because it's not about you. And by God putting you into that situation, anytime, any situation that you can persecute it, it's to make you stronger, one, and to show people who you really is. You might can't see who you is, but them things inside people, everybody got demons. Them demons inside people can see that light from you. Like, just radiating off you from miles away, bro. From miles away. It doesn't matter if you can't see yourself how God sees you. But them demons inside of you, they see you. That's why they constantly attack you. So you need to start seeing yourself how God sees you. You gotta open your vision up. You gotta allow God. You gotta allow God's vision to come upon you, so you can see what He sees. When you look in that mirror, you gotta see that strong person that He sees, that He's sitting out there every day to fight on trials and tribulations, so you can be stronger. That's why people be so upset when they go through, because you're not seeing yourself how God sees you. Your vision ain't lined up. You don't got the right point of view. You just see this person who's going through life day by day, getting attacked and getting attacked and getting attacked. But God see a strong prophet that He sent to help His people. Hello. Goodbye. Like, for real. And another thing is, like, okay, so another, like, example that I can give you is Ezekiel. And for me, like, a point of view for me that I didn't see myself how God seen me. Also, so God is not something you read Ezekiel 2 times. I just said I've been in Ezekiel for the longest. I could not understand why this man keeps sending me to Ezekiel. He sent me Ezekiel when I first got started in my rough path. Never finished. I really want to say this is my 3rd time reading Ezekiel. I never finished. Never got past 10 chapters. I could understand why. Right? And I think before, on my 2nd time, I got to chapter 20. Now, I'm on chapter 37. I'm almost done with 10 chapters. And by the end of this week, I will be done. Because I will understand why he keeps telling me that. Ezekiel understood the vision. And I think that's why he keeps sending me that. Ezekiel understood the vision. God came to Ezekiel and sent him to this town. This is off the top of my dome. Hey, don't quote me. Like, you can quote me, but don't quote me too hard. Like, God sent Ezekiel to, I want to say Judah. I want to hunt. Let me pull it up. God sent Ezekiel to these towns and basically gave Ezekiel 3 things to do. 3 different type of visions. Mind you, Ezekiel ain't from these places. God just sent him there. Oh, wait 1 second. For some reason, my eyes not working. I can't find Ezekiel. Ezekiel is in this one. Okay. Okay, so this is right when they just got exiled. Okay, so no, God sent Ezekiel to Babylon. No, to Israel, my bad. To speak his word. And Ezekiel often brought this message by composers, finely polished poetical oracles, and speaking them publicly. I'm sorry, I don't even know what that means. Also told stories about the meaning and performance about asking, describing story visions that he had received. The book of Ezekiel is organized through these messages, 3-part oracles of judgment against Israel, oracles against other nations, and the promise of Israel restoration. And so basically, Ezekiel start off in the 1st chapter with a vision. Not, I don't think it's the 1st chapter, but in the beginning, it was a vision of how God described how he removed his presence from Jerusalem temple because of Israel evil. Okay, and Ezekiel's visions fit the ongoing drama of the Bible. A broken world will be healed when the Lord returns to live with his people in a good land that had become like the Garden of Eden. And the end of Ezekiel's book's closing, I'm sorry, I'm just all over the place. Book closing promise confirmed that God will renew hearts of his people and refresh all the life on the face of the earth. Alright, I know that's all over the place. Let me explain that and break that down so we know. Ezekiel is a book full of visions. That is the key point of living through a vision. And what I mean by that, okay, Ezekiel got 47 chapters. And the end of the book is about God promised when he returned his people in the land that become the, like the Garden of Eden. That have not happened yet. That's in the future. Ezekiel is in the Old Testament. Ezekiel is full of visions of how Ezekiel came to these people, basically told these people how you're going to die through a famine, that y'all going to get separated, you going to go war because y'all lost outside of God. And that's continuously happening. And right now on this earth, that people are losing the true vision of things that's really going on. People are accepting going to hell. All right, I'm going to hell. Cool. Cool, man. They ain't even fighting no more. They're not fighting these people. And it's people not seeing the world how it's supposed to be seen. People are being okay with the world. They are okay with the things that they are doing. They are accepting it and moving forward. They're losing visions. They're losing their sight to see past the things that they're going through. People are overcoming pain. And like I said before, your pain is not your pain. You are a place where you at for a reason. yes, some people pain is way more deeper than other ones. But you got, when I used to go through things, this is everything, I used to always, this was the thing that got me key in my head. There's always somebody worse going through something way worse than I am. And that what kept me going. That's what kept me, my pain from off me for so much. You start looking at things that you do got, and think about what other people don't got. What you do got, somebody don't got. Just cause, like, that's the one time to compare yourself. Man, that's the one good time that you need to. And so, yeah, man, like, I don't got no scriptures for y'all, but I do got a prayer. So I'm gonna pray this for y'all real quick. Everybody just bow your heads, close your eyes, that's why I say this prayer. God, the people that, I want to pray for the people in the world, not the people that's listening to this, people in the world, God, that you remove their eyesight from them and give them your eyesight, God. That we see things through you, seeing God, so we can clearly walk through this way of life, seeing things how you see, and seeing and hearing things that you want us to hear, God. So don't even just change our way of seeing, change our way of hearing, God. That we hear nothing but positivity, God, and that we can move forward in you, God, and walk our path correctly by seeing things how you want us to see it. We might see that we're walking through the fire, God, but how you see it, God, you see us being fireproof. That no matter what we go through, you got us. You got a shield of armor around us, so nothing can ever really hurt us, because you always there. If something do hurt us, that pain was never ours to have, and it was to give to you, God. So I pray that you just change our mindset, the way we hearing, way of seeing, God, and that this, the rest of this year, we just walk in the path that you truly place in front of us and see the things that we really need to see, God. In Yahshua's name, I follow, God. So, yeah, man, say that prayer, y'all, till it happen. It might not happen today, it might happen tomorrow, but I pray that you just see the things that God see. And that's the only way that we can get through today's ways of life. It's not something to pray once. It's something to pray every day, because it's every day something different is happening. We got people dying in schools and all that. And we have to see these things the world is going to see. People getting mad at God because God let this happen. No. You see, through God's eye, he already forewarned us that this was going to happen in the Old Testament. Because of the sins of our ancestors, we go through because they went through. But we go through also to see a better life later on. So, I know right now the world is hurting, but it all going to be made up for the end. When you go to that land of milk and honey, when you're able to sit beside God and actually do your work, that you actually walk that path that you placed upon on. So, I pray that you never let your feelings, your emotions overtake you, and you see things how God see them. So, you can walk your path that he placed in front of you. Alright, y'all, that's the end. That's the end of the Live Truth. The gospel truth. Well, actually, nothing but the truth. See, I be having it at the end. It just be in the beginning. I be a little nervous or something. I be having it at the end. But yeah, y'all have a good rest of y'all week. And yeah.